Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. It's the Sweet and Salty Roundabout. Get on board!
Choo-choo!
With Possum and the Big Guy.
Possum and the Big Guy.
Now, I was
Here
doing a gig last night in Kensington, Melbourne, and there were some Junkies fans up the front.
Oh, that's nice, Dave, that they came to your gig.
Yeah, yeah, and they said, one of them said she's had to stop listening because putting on too much weight. Because she said as a young mum, that's all you've got is snacks and alcohol.
Yeah.
Put the kids to bed.
Snacks and alcohol.
Snacks and alcohol, that's all you got.
And the love of your children.
Yeah, and well,
Don't
they're
forget
in bed.
That.
They're in bed.
So
and
she
pets.
Didn't stop listening because she's Missy Moo.
No, it wasn't Missy Mo, and she said her husband said to her, you've got to stop listening to that podcast.
Oh, well, he's rude.
Anyway, it's good to meet fans around the country.
Yeah.
It's always good. And, you know, bring snacks, as I say. So, we're going to start off this week with a wafer off.
We're going to have a bit of a wafer off, because we both love a wafer.
Love a wafer.
And then someone has... sent you these, Dave?
Yes, it's Martina, who we talked about last time. She's German, and these are actually Austrian, but who cares, she says. And I remember these wafers.
Yeah, I do too. You always would get them where, like in delis or something?
Yeah, yeah, they're a deli thing.
I think you still get them, like if you go to an Italian supermarket,
I reckon
they're always
you're right.
there.
I love a wafer. And what are we going to wafer off with?
Okay, we're going to wafer off with, these ones are Greek from the look of it, and these were sent to us by our friend Elise. Who sends us lots of goodies. And this looks pretty promising. It's a chocolate strawberry wafer,
Whoa.
So it kind of looks a bit like a strawberry flavored
Kit Kat. Let's just get a photo of them. Just put that in. It's all about the social media. It's all about the likes.
it's all about the likes.
I'll just get the... You're not in the shot. Relax. There we go. Okay, so, yeah, well, the Greeks have good sweets sometimes, you know?
Sidebar on social media. Mm. You know Tom Peterson, the director?
Yeah.
Your fellow CC.
Yeah.
He put me onto this Instagram account called, I'm going to get it wrong, but something like Instagram in the Instagrammers. And it's like people who take photos of people who are doing their influencing. And he sent me this really funny one
Fantastic.
Of a woman who is like doing a meditation pose, but with her other hand, she's taking a selfie of herself with her eyes closed and her meditation thing.
I don't know
if it's called snapping something that influences or influencing the influencers. I'll send it to you.
I noticed when
it
I went
really
to
really made me laugh.
Europe the last time just before COVID, there was one thing that changed at tourist sites was all these idiots with selfie sticks and have full on makeup and stuff.
Yeah,
and often it was the boyfriend. So you've got the girl with all the Botox and that in front of the Eiffel Tower and this poor guy's like, is that all right? You know, people look really dressed up. You're like,
yeah.
What are they dressed up for?
I know, but I saw it down at the beach as well. Someone had a tripod and they had a tripod set up and they were in their, you know, bathers, costume, whatever, cozy, and they were doing yoga poses.
Yeah.
In front of And they weren't even embarrassed. Like, I was kind of staring at them from a long time, thinking, I hope they see me looking and get a bit embarrassed. Not even embarrassed, Dave.
Yeah, no.
Just like, no. You know, oh, yeah, look, she's looking at me because she obviously thinks I'm great. I'm pretty sure that's what she was
follows
thinking.
Follows me on Instagram. She probably follows me. Probably a fan.
And then I went to this launch of this makeup brand that my friend invented. I went along because I'm her friend.
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of influencers that were invited. But the whole thing was just being filmed by these PR people all the time, just going around with sticks, just filming you. And I was just chatting, like being quite genuine, just going, oh, yeah, I use this all the time because she gave it to me about a year ago and I really love it, blah, blah, blah. And then this woman appeared with a big camera on a stick and she just comes up and goes, hi, can you say that again? I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, all my genuineness was completely lost because I then had to turn around and go, oh, okay, now I'll say it for the camera.
Yeah,
I use this all the time and it's really good.
Yeah, and then I'll appear in an ad probably. I'll be on a billboard. Oh, God.
Anyway, I'll send you the influencing the influencers.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right, I'll try the Austrian one first.
Okay, now these are what flavor, Dave? Because they come in lots of different flavors. Oh, these ones are hazelnut. You're not going to like it.
Oh, that's like Nutella.
Sorry, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll take one for the team. Good wafer. I can put aside the hazelnut.
I got into a bit of a habit in Perth and Adelaide when we were in places for quite a while. For some reason, I got obsessed with having wafers.
Really?
In the dressing room because I can eat loads of them before I go on without going, oh, feeling bloated. Too much. And I was buying vanilla ones, lemon ones, strawberry ones, but the squares. You know when they're a little square? Have you seen those ones? And they come in a big bag and the bag never runs out.
So you're saying there's no fondant or anything? You're just saying a wafer?
No, it's a wafer just like that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The cream in them is lemon or strawberry.
Yeah, I like
or
them. Yeah, they're good.
Vanilla. Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's try the strawberry one.
Correct. You're correct?
It's been in my
Yasu.
It's been in my lab for a while, so it's a bit melty.
You ever been to Greece?
I haven't. Have you?
No. I've been to Italy a lot. No, it's nearby. Kind of Slovakia.
Yeah, similar.
I like Greek food. Oh, not bad.
It's nice, but
chocolate's good. Messy. Oh, boy.
That's my fault because it's been in my lab too long.
Oh, boy. Whoa. That's a zing and a bit.
I think that's yummy.
Yeah, not bad.
That's better than a Kit Kat. I like the texture of the wafer.
You like that? It's sort of light.
I really like it.
Mm.
There's a lot of wafer, but it's really light.
Yeah, wow.
And the strawberry's delicious.
It's nice strawberry.
That's called a choco frita.
There we go. Yourself like a choco frita.
I'm going to give my winning prize to the
Oh, you like that one?
I like the Greek one best.
Oh, yeah, it's really hard for me because that's hazelnut, the Austrian one.
But I don't think the texture of those, I've had better texture wafers.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a bit too hard.
So the wafer off the Greeks win.
Well, yeah, I think so because like you should be able to eat that on the right side of your face and not damage your teeth.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Wafers are usually kind of quite easy and light and don't stress your teeth out.
Yeah, true.
Took a bit much.
I think you're right.
Chew through it.
Greeks win.
I'm giving it to the Greeks.
Yeah, so.
Get me into the Greek.
Great movie. Is it? That's all right.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, before he went crazy. Poof. Never changed a nappy, he said once.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, never changed a nappy. Oh, no, I couldn't do it. Oh, no, mate. Change a nappy, mate. Come on. Anyway, blind test next. And you've got some. I've got one cracker, which I had to put on Facebook and say, have we done this before?
Oh, and have we?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Courtney came back. Other people came back and said, no.
Okay, great. And then you've also got a mystery parcel that was sent to me. And I thought, oh, I get all the good blind tests sent to me because it's my PO box. So I've not unwrapped it. I've saved it for Dave.
Sent to Kitty Flanagan, Junkie Snack Champ.
I think that must be the address that Courtney gives out because quite a lot of the boxes come to Snack Champ.
Did you see who it's from?
No, who?
The Juvenile Diabetes Foundation.
Oh, okay.
This could be anthrax.
Oh, gee, maybe it's a warning. Don't open it because then I'll see it.
No, it's not going to.
No, but I'll see it, Dave. You won't.
I'll open it under the table with my mate
Sarge.
Okay,
good.
Oh, nice.
Is it chips or is it a threat?
No, it's like chips.
Okay.
Like Asian chips. All right. Okay. Well, let's do you want to? Yeah, you jump out. I'll keep it going. I'll keep it going, man. Oh my God!
Stop rustling.
You will not believe what they sent. I'm going No, no. Come and look. We did it last week. Roasted garlic oyster.
Oh, I just did it before.
Yeah.
Any others?
Yeah, I'll do it. But I think we've done it before, but I'm going to do it just because of Juvenile Diabetes Association. Oh, is that a joke? Oh, here we go. Here's a letter. Pick these up in the supermarket, Asian supermarket. I think they will be a great blind test for Dave. Thanks, Cass. Come on. Okay. All right. Okay, this first one that's been sent in is a beer-flavoured chip. I think we've had beer before. But that is a beauty. Thanks, Cass. Okay, sorry about the rustling. Oh, smell that. Oh, man, it smells like... I live near a brewery. It smells like the brewery. It smells like CUB. Okay. And my next one, which I this is the one I put on Facebook and asked if we'd had it before, is a vanilla chip. A turtle chip in the vanilla flavour. How exciting. So we've got beer and vanilla. What a combination.
All right, kitty, come in. Come back.
Come back, Suzanne. Come back, Suzanne. Great song by... he was in the Rolling Stones. Just Weezer and Rockstar, that guy. Anyway.
Oh, what have we got here?
Okay, so
that's one of my favourite things. Yep. That's a turtle chip.
You're absolutely right. Ooh, so this is kind of like... These don't go together, by the way.
Okay.
They're very... I think we've had this one before, but...
Is this a dessert chip?
That's a dessert chip, okay, definitely. So this is more your... before dinner kind of thing.
Oh, it's a big crinkle, but it doesn't look like a Smith's.
No.
Oh, God. Wow.
Smell that.
It smells sour.
Yeah.
Is it sour?
No, yeah. It can be sour.
Yeah, it smells off.
Yeah, something has gone off to
fermented.
Make it. Fermented. Oh, my God.
Is it fermented something?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Holy hell. It's kind of sweet.
Yeah, but it's not. In real life, it's not sweet.
It's fizzy.
It's absolutely fizzy.
God, it's like beer or something.
It's
like
a beer chip.
Beverage.
Woo!
Oh, it's beer.
It's beer.
Oh, my God.
God, you're good.
That tastes exactly like beer, though, Dave. You lick it.
I had it. Thanks, Cass.
That tastes like beer.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I don't know if we've had beer chips before, but we might have.
I think we've had a flavoured beer or something.
Yeah,
like, we had ginger beer chips, but that actually tastes like real beer. It's gross.
Whoa.
I'm not a beer drinker.
Oh, I love beer.
Do you?
I don't drink it much, but I do. I like it just on the... I just like Carlton. I hate it when you go to those warehouses and they go, we made it here ourselves. I'm like, that's not a good thing. I'm like, you know what I mean? And he's got a hint of watermelon. It's like, oh. I just like... I think I'm just a bogan. I just like Carlton Draft from the tap.
I only like beer if it's... they do one in Germany.
Well, they
maybe specifically
beer,
in Munich.
Yeah.
It's called a... Ein Radler, and it's a shandy.
Oh, yeah.
But the percentages are really good. The percentages are something like 90% lemonade and just 10% beer. That's my favorite.
That sounds good. I like a shandy.
Oh, yum. This smells delicious.
It's dessert for you.
Okay, it looks chocolatey. Is it chocolate?
Nah.
It's got chocolate chips on it.
Yeah, but...
I love a turtle chip.
You do,
don't show
you?
Me.
No, I'm not showing you. I'm just looking at it.
The texture's good. Oh, they taste like some kind of donut or a pastry. Is it some kind of pastry, like a cream puff or something?
Oh, this flavour is used in pastry, yeah, for sure. You're right. There is an element added to it, to the flavour.
Delicious.
Those little crunchy bits are an element.
It tastes like I just bought custard.
Yes.
Chocolate custard cream puff or something.
It's custard is really on the right path.
Oh, okay.
It's a very strong flavour.
Mm.
It's known more as a flavour.
Is it a caramel? It doesn't taste like caramel.
No. No, you're on the you're at the ice cream shop.
Oh, okay.
What are you having?
Vanilla?
Yes.
Mm.
It's vanilla flavoured chip with, do you want to know what the little bits are? Can you pick what the bits are?
I'm just going to eat them all because they're so yummy. Let me just see if I can pick one off and try it. I don't think it's cinnamon, not strong enough.
No.
It doesn't actually taste very chocolatey.
No, but it is.
I'm trying to think what they would put with vanilla.
Yeah, it's kind of a generic thing. They've just chucked on there.
Like, is it biscuit?
Yes, cookie
is
topping.
It? Cookie topping.
Gee,
there you
good.
Go.
God, kitty.
Well,
you're on fire.
Well, they are yummy.
You love them. It's so funny.
I just love the texture of a turtle chip.
Yeah.
It's the layers.
Yeah, you love it, don't you?
It's the folded layer. I've never met a turtle chip I don't like.
Oh, I have.
And we're just going to finish the ones that you put in the bowl, Dave.
Oh, there you go. Have them. All right. Well, I'll go.
So usually I'm careful about not making myself sick, but not this time.
Whew.
Willing to risk it for the turtle chip. Okay. I'm just going to hide my delicious sweet vanilla turtle chips with biscuit topping. Oh, they're so good. Sorry, I'm just reading the packet. Delicious. Anyway, I'll get back to those. I have got sent to us from a listener. This is from our listeners, Cooter and Kat, again. And they've sent mayonnaise flavoured chips. Now, we have had mayonnaise flavoured chips before a long, long time ago, but it wasn't this specific brand. These are Heinz mayonnaise chips. So, I mean, I won't make them guess the exact brand, but anyway, that's what they are. And then also, I've got a smoked chipotle chili chip, which I found. These are an English brand called Kent Crisps. Smoked chipotle chili. So I better get him to taste mayonnaise first, or he'll because the smoked chipotle chili might blow his mouth off. Okay, hang on, I'll get him back. Alrighty, Dave, you can come back. Still munching on my sweet vanilla turtle chips. I can't believe you don't like them. What do you like about them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know you want everyone to like what you like.
I really do, Dave. You know me so well. That's exactly what I want.
It's the sweet. I don't know.
But if they weren't sweet.
Yeah.
Like some of them, they're not all sweet.
You're right. They're kind of. Sarge just grabbed me. I'm not playing Sarge. All right. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I think they're kind of the how they're all bunched up. Like they're all. Yeah. You like that?
Well, they're so light.
I don't know.
Okay. This is your first chip.
Oh, Ruffle.
It's a Ruffle, but it's a Lay's. It's a Lay's chip. Now I think you might be able to get it from the smell. Come on.
I don't know. To me, it just smells brackish, beefish.
No.
Cheap. Oh, it's vinegary. A thing.
Yeah, vinegar's in this thing. Yeah.
Sort of garlicky kind of.
Mm.
No, onion.
Mm. Maybe.
It's a real sharp flavour, isn't it?
Which is surprising. It's usually a bit more mellow, this thing.
Cheesy?
No.
Is it a meat?
It is definitely not a meat.
It's not a meat. So it's a vegetable or something, isn't it?
No, I think it's a thing. It's a thing.
It's like a dish or just a herb.
Even it's something that you put in.
Yeah.
You'd find it in your cupboard. It's a mix of ingredients.
Oh, it's like Worcestershire sauce.
It is not Worcestershire sauce, but it's kind of in that family. It's a condiment.
Yeah, it's a condiment.
Yeah.
Would I have it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. But I'll tell you, it doesn't really taste like the thing.
Soy sauce?
No,
it's more British or something.
It's a much stronger flavour than I expected it to be.
Is it more not Tabasco? It's to me it tastes very garlicky, onion-y.
Yeah, it does taste garlic and oniony, which is weird because those things wouldn't be in it. I'm looking at the ingredient list to see if they're in it, but
is it a liquid?
Well,
more a jelly kind of, isn't it? Like a sauce.
It's a cream.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's not sour creamy kind of.
Yes, it smells more like it than it tastes like it. If you go off the smell, you have more of a chance. And I'll tell you what, it's a bit kind of like nowadays they don't really make it like this anymore. This is kind of like the one that you would have grown up with.
Oh, mayonnaise.
Yes.
It's a mayonnaise. Is it Praise mayonnaise?
It's Heinz mayonnaise.
Oh, Heinz mayonnaise.
It's that kind of really sweet vinegary mayonnaise that they used to do before everyone started buying that whole egg mayonnaise or the Kewpie mayonnaise.
Oh, I can taste it now.
How good's the Kewpie mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah, we have that. Yeah, it's
good. Same.
Cool.
It's the best.
What's in it? Magic stuff.
What's in
that's
it?
A good one.
Sugar. Sugar and deliciousness.
Mayo. A bit of mayo is good.
Yep. Okay. So.
Hard one.
Not. I can't believe you got oyster. You couldn't get mayonnaise.
Yeah. No.
Okay, try those.
These are an
English chip.
Oh, God. That smells like dirt, doesn't it?
It does smell. It smells, it's got carpet smell.
Oh, what is that? Beef?
Cheese?
No.
No. I mean, the colour should give away one thing.
It's kind of yellowy, orangey kind of, barbecue-y kind of.
What does orange usually signify in a chip?
Oh, barbecue. Oh, chicken.
No.
No, I'm no good. I've lost it. I'm really struggling.
Yeah, but
that's a weird flavour.
I don't think they're not a very good indication of the flavour at all.
It's not a meat, is it?
No.
Nothing. I got it then.
Did you?
I had it.
It's really basic.
Yeah, it's like a pepper or something.
That's exactly what it is, Dave. It is a type of pepper.
Oh!
Or what else do we call peppers?
Capsicum.
Well, chilies.
Chilies. Is that? Oh, yeah, that's. Oh, my God. So is that a chili?
It's a type of chili.
Oh, a type of chili.
Common in Mexican food.
Oh, jalapeno.
No, they're always making it in mayonnaise these days. They're always putting it in mayonnaise. Oh. You know the one.
You're right, I should. But I don't.
Chipotle.
Oh, chipotle. Yeah, right. Oh, they're good.
Smoked chipotle chips.
Oh, you can smell the smoke.
Yeah.
Smell the smoke. You taste the smoke, sorry.
I don't think they taste that much at all.
No.
I mean, what's that picture on the front?
An industrial factory.
Yeah. It's like they took a picture of the chip factory.
I mean, where'd you get them?
In one of those British lolly shops. You know those shops? Same place where I get the Walker's Toffees.
Oh, yum. Still, yeah. Two good finds, I've got to say.
Yeah, good finds.
I couldn't get them, but
Chipotle. Oh, now, I stand corrected because this is made with real chipotle smoked jalapeno.
What is chipotle? Is that a pepper?
I thought it was a type of chili, but maybe it's not. Maybe a chipotle is just a smoked jalapeno, according to the back of this packet.
All right.
That's what chipotle is.
I thought it was a sausage, personally.
Chipotle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're thinking of chipolata.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, get ready, everyone. We're going to go downtown.
The Vomit Town. Okay, it's time to go down the Vomit Town.
Yeah.
And this is an exclusive American.
These were sent to us by our friends. It's written on there, Dave. Can you just hand me that box? Yeah. It's in there. The people who send us all of those Sour Patch Kids in every different flavour.
Stand by, everyone. I'll just chat.
Phil.
Haven't got much to say, actually. I'm normally not lost for words. But here we are.
So these are our friends, Michelle and Daniel Schumann in America. And they sent us these kind of... they look like Halloween lollies.
Yeah, like special. There's pumpkin ones.
Okay, now they've sent some lame research for us, Dave.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So they've sent Brack's Candy Corn, which isn't candy corn like I would think it would be, which would be like a lollygob or Bliss Bomb. That's what I would think if someone said candy corn. These are these kind of gross-looking orange traffic cone things.
Ooh.
But anyway, they were started in 1904 by Emil J. Brack, investing his $1,000 life savings in a storefront candy store in Chicago, Illinois. He named the store Brack's Palace of Sweets.
Oh,
and he started with one kettle, worked with his sons, blah, blah. And he eventually made 127 varieties of candy. Candy, honey, candy.
Well, they're kind of like a soft fondant-y kind of.
I mean, really?
What is that?
That's disgusting.
It's like a sugar.
I mean, I just ate the whole thing, but. Imagine putting that in. Dave's going back for more. They taste like something.
Yeah,
what do they taste like?
I'm trying to see what's in them.
It's honey. It's kind of, it's a very familiar taste.
Corn syrup.
There yellow, used to be red. A lolly like that we had.
Yeah, honey, yellow, sesame oil, gelatin.
It tastes a little bit like something, though, that we used to have.
Connect, create, celebrate. Yeah, right.
Well.
Artificial flavoured, no kidding. Enlarged to show detail. Yeah, they're not even that big.
So after the war, this company, Brack's, they concentrated on bulk bagged candies for Halloween.
Oh, God.
So they really cornered the market of
and they look like witches
shit for kids.
All right.
So
and we got more Brack's.
So there's plenty of those. It's a shame we don't like them, but I'll tell you what. Another, this could be called, guess what's not going in my golf lolly bag.
Yeah. No to the golf lolly. No,
this is another one from Brack's. These are mellow cream pumpkins. They're actually in the shape of a little mini pumpkin.
Yeah, they're cute.
But I reckon they're going to be exactly the same texture as that thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. They're just the same. Yuck.
It's like a fondant. What is it?
What is that? I'm a bit annoyed with myself that I can't pick that flavour, but it's kind of having a sweet, sweet memory jogger
Yeah.
Feeling for me.
It's a bit chewy.
It's not a jelly.
Sort of like a licorice allsort. It's like that bit of stuff that's in a licorice allsort, kind of.
It's a little bit. It's got a little bit more chew to it than that, though.
Yeah. They're better than the other ones.
They're better than the other ones. Okay, and then these next ones are from Spangler.
The only flavouring is honey.
So there's not sugar in it. There's corn syrup.
Oh, there's corn syrup. Absolutely.
I mean, I think they're 99% corn syrup.
Hmm.
So these ones
are
marshmallow circus
peanuts. Oh, now we're talking. I love marshmallow.
I don't think they're marshmallow as we know it, Dave.
Okay. But they could be like bananas.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Oh, I love that kind of stuff. A foam lolly. A good foam lolly.
I'm hoping this is a foam lolly.
Oh, God. Bring it. Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Best so far.
Oh.
Not bad.
Oh. Oh, that's like a banana.
Yeah, good.
Mmm. Marshmallow circus peanut.
That's not Vomit Town. It's shaped like a peanut.
Well done, Captain Spangler. Established in 1906 when Arthur G. Spangler, in 1940, Spangler invented the marshmallow circus peanut.
That's a good one.
Well done. I would say that's where everybody stole the idea for bananas. Bananas.
Yeah, they're good.
That's a good texture. You can take those. I know you like bananas. I love I'll let you have those.
Just finished a whole bag of Explorers. More. Free of major allergens. Well, that's good to know.
Again, what I don't like is just this giant bag of just one thing.
I know.
Like, what about a bunch of different flavors?
I love this in American lollies. They've got color added, includes yellow 6, yellow 5, red 40.
Oh,
so there's 40 different types of red.
All my favorites.
Hmm. Oh, they're not bad. I like them.
Now, I'm going to have to do some research over the weekend and keep a few of these pumpkins and witches' hats because I really need to remember what that
flavor is.
What that lolly and flavor is. Kind of driving me nuts.
It is so familiar.
Mm.
What is it? Let's just have one more go. One more go.
Yeah, it's quite annoying. That's a flavor from childhood. It's a texture from childhood, definitely.
Like a mustic. Big boss cigar.
It is a little bit. Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's in that kind of realm. Yeah.
I love them too.
But not quite.
Not quite.
It's softer than that, but that's the realm.
What is that?
I don't know.
Not bad.
It's a shame we don't have a way to give them out to listeners so that people could tell us. Although there's probably enough of these witches' hats to send one to every listener we've got. That is a lot of witches' hats.
No, we've got thousands.
But thank you very much, Michelle and Daniel.
We'll be back.
I should probably send them something. They send us so many things.
So much stuff.
God almighty. Yeah.
Send them a Fisk t-shirt.
And also, I mean, look how...
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't... imagine how disappointing that would be for them.
Not at all.
I mean, you're in the US.
Big in America?
You're in the US with all this corn syrup. Wouldn't you just want a bag of Alan's Party Mix?
Oh, true.
Yeah. I mean, God, imagine that. They go, oh, look, kids, we've got something from the Junkies. They open it up and it's a t-shirt. The kids are just like...
And a video.
Tipping the table over.
A VHS with a nugget. I could get one of them. I have one at home.
Which I found out you filmed in Mudgee the other day.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great. Mudgee, great.
I was at Bowen Heads and the guy in the pro shop there remembered us from, not me, remembered you and Eric from Mudgee.
Oh, really?
You ran some cafe in Mudgee and apparently you were there when you were filming the Nugget.
Yeah. I frequented a lot of those. I think I know the cafe you mean. It was the one trendy sort of cafe.
Yeah, that was the one. His name was Mark and he ran it with his wife.
We had a party in there. We had a bit of a do in there. Because I used to go in the cake shop a lot and I talked to them, I went in the cake shop a lot. And then I was just going in my normal clothes. One day I went in my high-vis road gear. So I knew I was doing a movie and the woman said, oh, the movie didn't work out, love. That's a true story. So no, I'm in costume. I'm playing a road worker. God, that was funny. Anyway, all right, we will return.
We'll return with a little bit of correspondence, I think.
Yeah, cool.